Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to the Roman Show on this great evening of May 15th. We are live. Make sure you interact with us all through the show and anytime you want with us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Roman Show Media. Also, make sure you follow us on Twitter at The Roman Show and on Instagram at RomanDH. Or you can also subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/RROMAN0201. You'll see some great interviews, but we'll talk about that a little later. In fact, some of the interviews that we got. Tonight, folks, it's a very special night because we'll be talking some mixed martial arts, we'll be talking some kickboxing, and we'll also have a government official on the show. We are going to have Hialeah Mayor Carlos Hernandez. If you don't know why we have Mayor Carlos Hernandez here, then you will find out later on. We also have CFA fighters Elton Barbosa, Kamuro Usman, XFC fighters, Glory fighters, and so much more. It's time to start the show. Again, follow us on Twitter at The Roman Show, like our fan page, Roman Show Media, and let's start the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to another edition of The Roman Show with your host, Rodolfo Roman. Now, Mikey Ruckus, praying down hellfire and brimstone.
I consider the beast, I consider the pound. He considers the people when he considers the crowd. Ain't nothing to it because we all go through it. It's the start of The Roman Show, let's go through it. Come on, with five shots as you think of your chops. The straight to the top, the moment that the solar will drop.
Yeah,
got it in a lock, and time to deny. We got the industry crossover, like it or not.
Keep rocking.
You haven't been on, you haven't been heard. From Miami up to Detroit, 3 1/3. East Coast, West Coast, yeah, we're going to curve. With a red carpet news break, shocking the world. Come on, rise, coming on The Roman Show. Coming back to attack the world.
Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolfoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to
to RomanDH at Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH at Yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH at Yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolfoRoman.com. That's RodolfoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolfoRoman.com. Live, The Roman Show. On the other end are my co-hosts, Stone Face, a.k.a. MMA Encyclopedia, Guillermo Garcia. What's up, Guillermo?
Not much, man. Like, looking forward to the show. We have so many guests today.
We sure do, man. It's the first time we're actually going to have a government official here on The Roman Show. Kind of excited because the news broke out today that Miami Lakes Mayor Michael Pietzi and Hialeah Mayor Carlos Hernandez are both going to go at it in an MMA fight for charity later this summer. As far as I'm concerned, I've covered MMA for some time now. I don't think this has ever happened. Two mayors, and this is two mayors that are relatively very close. I mean, they're next to each other when it comes to cities. Miami Lakes is very it's right next door to Hialeah for those folks that aren't in Florida or know about South Florida. And both these guys are going to duke it out in an auditorium in Hialeah. And this is all for charity. So we're going to speak to Mayor Hernandez. See how this thing got started. In fact, I was talking to him prior, and he told me that he does have some experience, believe it or not. In fact, his son trains with Wagner Osha, former UFC contender, and a well-known person down here in South Florida. So interesting to note on the fact that Mayor Hernandez will be on the show later on today. And we have a whole long list of other guests. Alton Barbosa, American Top Team, who fights against Frank Carrillo, TFA 11. We also have Kamuru Usman, who fights Jose Caceres. Caceres is the brother of Alex Bruce Leroy, who fights for the UFC. They will also duke it out at TFA 11. And Kevin Forant, who fights at the XFC against Eric Reynolds. And guess what, Guillermo?
What's that?
We're giving away free tickets to CFA 11. All you have to do is one or the other. Follow us on Twitter right now at The Roman Show, or like us on Facebook, Roman Show Media. The first two people who like or follow us will get free tickets to the show next Friday here in South Florida. But right now, we're going to go to South Florida. To New York. We're in New York. Big show is going to happen. Big event. It's Glory Kickboxing in Manhattan's Hammerstein Ballroom. And already, this card is looking phenomenal. The fight takes place in New York, New York. Saturday, June 22nd. And on the line, we have one of the individuals who will be competing on that fight card And I'm talking about Wayne Barrett. Wayne, welcome to the Roman Show. How are you, sir?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Awesome, man. Can't complain, Wayne. You've definitely have made a major impact here. You're 1-0 right now with one knockout, but you're coming out of Queens, New York, and we all know that New Yorkers are tough cookies, and you're fighting a well-known guy, an undefeated Muay Thai stylist, Mike Lemire, on this big event. Tell me about this transition you did here to glory in kickboxing, knowing the fact that you do have that Georgia State Golden Gloves amateur boxing champion background, and you started at such a young age when it comes to martial arts as 10 years old.
Yeah, man, absolutely. I mean, martial arts is a part of my life, man. You know, I love everything about it. It really gave me focus in life, you know, bad kid, a lot of energy. Parents are like, hey, man, we need you to burn this energy or somehow, some way. So, you know, I tip my hats off to all the martial art instructors out there that's making a big impact on kids' lives right now, because it definitely helped me.
And the fact that it helped you, are you also helping out other youth?
I mean, one of the biggest things for me is helping that new guy in class, you know, teaching someone how to throw a punch correctly, how to throw a kick correctly. That is that's something that gives me a lot of satisfaction in the gym.
Now, you're fighting a well-known name here, Mike Lemire, coming up on June. How are you preparing for this guy? This is a pretty big deal, this guy. He just was victorious in a tournament that Glory had, and we all know that Glory is a big, big promotion trying to bring kickboxing here to the United States. So is this more of an honor to get a fight like this?
I mean, that would definitely be a two-part answer. I mean, number one, I'm definitely, definitely honored, man. You know, I'm a part of something, or, you know, looking to burst into the door of something where I've been watching guys like Tyrone Spahn, Daniel Guido on YouTube for years, you know, just seeing if I can pick something up. And to actually be in the same ring as these guys, it's something that I couldn't even put it together, man, the way everything's falling together for me right now. So it's definitely an honor. To answer your other question, man, about, you know, taking on Mike, I mean, you know, a fight's a fight, man. You know, at my weight class, it's a repetitive story. Guys are going to be big. Guys are going to be strong. Guys are going to be aggressive. And that's basically what Mike is. He's a pressure fighter. He fights the bird to see if he'll break. You know, I expect every bit of him to be on me from start to finish of the whole fight. And I'm ready. I'm prepared mentally. I'm prepared physically. And, you know, I'm sure he's ready. And, you know, we look to probably be one of the best fights of the night.
Now, knowing that his record is 9-0 and your record is 1-0, you don't look at that and say, gosh, you know, this guy has a little bit more experience inside the ring?
Absolutely not, man. I respect it. I'm not going to sit here and be, you know, naive to the fact, but I respect it. But I believe deeply, man, that if you know how to fight, you know how to fight. Training to me will help either do two things: help with your conditioning, or help you get a little stronger. Once you get hit, you fight the way you know how to fight. Whatever your game plan is, it goes out the window. You go to what you know. You know, I know I can fight. You know, I know Mike believes he can fight. And it's up to one of us to show who's the better man that night.
And now, fighting for Glory, can you tell me the story how you came together here and fighting for Glory, how they chose you, how they picked you? I know that Glory had, they were searching all over the world, basically, to get some fighters and bring them here to the States.
All right, man, great question. I mean, you know, I'm a training partner for a really good friend of mine for the last couple of years now, Jarrell Big Baby Miller, you know, and, you know, Glory kind of, you know, kind of reached out to him. He just had a fight with Mirko Krokop in Croatia. And, you know, they were looking, we kind of just put me out there, put my name out there, told them, hey, you know, take a look, let us know if you like it, you know, and let's just do it. We told them we'll take any fight that they give. It doesn't matter. So, you know, we were pressing for the contract. You know, we wanted this fight because I know I'm ready. You know, the public doesn't know me yet, but I know me. And, you know, I know what to do when I'm in that ring, man. I feel like I'm at home.
Well, I mean, you had an impressive, nearly perfect amateur record with 19-1, both in kickboxing and Muay Thai record. Obviously, a little things change when it comes to the professional level. When you debuted, did you feel any jitters in the professional level?
Listen, man, everyone feels jitters, but not in a way of fear, more of trying to be a perfectionist. You know, I like to be perfect at what I do. you know, obviously in a fight that's hard to do all the time, but it's directed jitters. You know, it's jitters to really do well. You know, I'm my biggest critic, you know, so no one puts more pressure on me than me.
Guillermo?
Hey, Wayne, now you've been involved, you know, with Muay Thai, kickboxing, and boxing. Are you looking to just do one of the sports for now, or do you want to bounce between all the different sports? What's your goals?
I mean, right now my love is definitely stand-up, but, you know, I roll. I do MMA. I do jiu-jitsu. I love it. You know, I box, obviously. So I wouldn't say one area, but this is an area where I have aspirations to really go far, and, you know, I have dreams of, you know, making a mark on this sport right now with Glory, you know, all these guys.
Now, being from New York, have you had to put your skills to the test on the streets, like in a mug, getting mugged or anything like that?
You know, New York is crazy, man. You know, I grew up in New York, man. Obviously, you know, it's hard to go through life in New York without coming to one or two bumps or bruises in the streets. You know, it's a lot of people in a small area. You know, you're on trains, on public transportation. You know, you're gonna bump one or two people a couple times. You know,
any memorable stories?
Nothing too memorable, man. You know, I try not to. You know, I'm in a hurt sport, but it's sanctioned, so yeah, I don't really want to promote the whole, you know, street fighting violence type side of it. You know, I just know that if a kid's being bullied, you know, definitely stand up for yourself. If you feel like you need to do something, get into martial arts, but not necessarily to hurt, but to protect yourself and your loved one.
So do you find yourself, because, and this is in relation to MMA, I'm sure it's happened in Muay Thai and kickboxing, some of these guys start their career, though, in backyard fights.
Oh.
You know, and it's, I've seen it here hundreds of times, and to this day, we still have backyard. I mean, here in South Florida, we still have backyard fights. And don't get me wrong, these guys actually, when they go to a professional level, they do a pretty good job. I'll bring up a good name right now, George Masvidal, who's now in the UFC. He started in the backyard. Do you think that there's an opportunity for these guys?
Absolutely, because one of the biggest things that I think a lot of fighters don't realize, some guys want to be fighters for all the wrong reasons. But you don't understand, man, this is a hurt game. You get hit, like really hit. And I think the advantage that a lot of these guys have that are doing things in the backyard or on the street is that they're tough, you know, and that's pretty much a big one of the aspects of fighting that you need. And if you're out there in the backyard beer knuckling, you know, I've seen crazy stuff like taser wars where guys have tasers on their fist and fighting in rings in the backyard. Yeah, you know, so, you know, some crazy stuff out there. So, you know, I definitely search and I look. You know,
You gotta give me the link to YouTube to see that. That's pretty wild, man.
Oh,
tasers,
dude,
on their fists.
It's wild, man. They got tasers on their fists, bro, going at it. So you know, but no, definitely, man. I think that breeds a whole nother animal, you know, of guys, because, you know, it's in our blood, man. You know, everyone loves competition. You know, and we do it to see how tough we are, right? You know, we get out there and we want to know how tough we are, who's the toughest guy. And whether you're in a ring, cage, or you're in your backyard, I mean, it's going to get real either way.
But at the same time, it does build your character, knowing that you're here bare knuckles, anything goes. So when it comes to the personality, the whole psychological part, it does make you a little stronger, don't you think, going inside, knowing that now there are rules. I think that's the only probably challenge, you know, adapting to the law, to the rules, because there are no rules when you fight in the backyard.
So I mean, I see that as a two-way vision. I would say, number one, yay and nay. So, yes, it can make you tougher. Yes, it can get you over a lot of hurdles that a lot of other guys may have a problem with. But then again, you may be too tough for the sport, because there's a time that you have to understand, when a guy takes this job seriously, he's prepared. He's well-conditioned. He's got, you know, he knows how to counter shots. He knows how to check leg kicks. You know, if you're used to just knocking guys out by swinging for the fences, you know, and you meet the wrong guy, you know, it'll be a quick wake-up call as well. You know, now if you meet a guy that's trying to be tough like you, and, you know, then it comes down to who's the tougher guy, then, you know, then you have the edge.
Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking to Wayne Baird, who will be making
fighting at the Glory event in New York. I got to tell you, fighting in front of your home crowd in a big promotion, what's going through your mind when, you know, June comes around? It's we're around the corner pretty much.
Oh, man, you know, I try not to, man. I mean, the more time I have, the more time I have to think. The closer it gets to the fight, I become more zoned in. You know, the minute my feet touch the canvas, man, I'm pretty much home, man. You know, like all the fear goes away. Anything that I was feeling before, any doubts, anything goes away, man. I feel like I'm at home when I'm in the ring. So any jitters that I have is just maybe because I'm just missing home, which is that ring. So come June 22nd, I'll be mentally ready. I'll be physically ready. And, you know, I know Mike's going to be ready. So let's just make it happen.
Now, Wayne, I know in the past Glory has televised their program. Is this one going to be televised too?
You know, I'm not really sure, man. You know, as a fighter, right now I'm so new right now that I don't focus on the outside aspects. I'm just focusing right now on putting on a really great show for the fans and making sure that you know I do the job that Glory's called me to do, which is to fight and to win. And then, you know, then I'll start to look into all the other stuff. But for right now, man, I try to stay away from all the media stuff. I don't know much about anything outside of my training camp. You know, I just keep my head down and just keep focusing on training right now.
And it's a good card, man. You got Spung's also going to be there. Tickets are already available. You can visit gloryworldseries.com for information. You can check out Barrett and Lemire going at it. And like I mentioned, when it comes to kickboxing, you have all the great names there at the Glory, always putting up great events. As Spung will be out there, Baird will
there,
and so many. It's going to be real cool. And you have the tournament as well, 8-man light heavyweight tournament as well.
Definitely, man. I'm so excited to watch that tournament, man. You don't understand. It's crazy.
Well, Baird, I want to thank you for taking your time and speaking to us, and we wish you good luck, man. Come June 22nd.
I appreciate it, man. You guys are awesome. The show's amazing, man, and I love what you guys are doing for the sport all around, man. MMA, kickboxing, Muay Thai, everything. About backyard fighting, you know, definitely keep it up, man, and I'm going to definitely tune in and keep checking you guys out.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. Thank you. And good luck, all righty, my man?
Thank you, brother.
Talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, there you
Bye.
Go. Wow, Guillermo, I really have to check that out. Tases on your fist? That's awesome.
I couldn't believe that. I've never heard of that before. That sounds amazing. I mean, it probably won't last too long, I would imagine.
No, I don't think so, too. But that sounds great. I have to YouTube that after the show. And, you know, I'm a big fan of professional wrestling. And I remember back then, you would see the, in the steel cage, you would add electricity. And I think it was Mankind, and I forgot who it was, or Terry Funk. They had a fight like that, and they were bleeding all over the face. They also had, in Japan, actually, they had a Barracuda match where they would fight on top of, like, a scaffold, and the first person to fall would land on a pool of Barracuda. I mean, sorry, eels. It was eels. I'm sorry. It was eels, not Barracuda. It was eels. So that was crazy, man. So tasered fist?
Yeah, no, that's pretty great. That would be awesome if there was like some huge bear of a guy who could take like 3 or 4 taser shots and still be standing. Like in The Hangover. You got to give him another one.
It's a first year. I've never heard of this thing. If you have heard of it or seen it, send us a link because I want to see this thing. Tasered backyard. Oh, man, I got to. Google that.
Yeah, but I mean, I wonder if every now and then some guy dies doing that, you know? I mean,
That's dangerous. You know what it is? To tase someone while you're...
Yeah, if you got like a heart problem, you could die.
Wow. That, you know, I'm trying to Google this stuff as we speak because it really has me very curious. Actually, yeah, you know. Yeah, well, we'll look it up later, but gosh, that's insane. All right, again, like the Roman Show webpage, Facebook page, sorry, and you'll get a pair of tickets to CFA 11 come next Friday. It's going to be live on Access TV. It's the national debut for Championship Fighting Alliance. And on our Twitter account, @TheRomanShow, that's @TheRomanShow. Now we're going to welcome in Elton Barbosa, who fights on that card. check him out at the Bank United Center in Coral Gables, Florida, if you live in Florida. If not, well, don't worry about it. You can watch it on Access TV, guys. The whole entire show. Hello, Alton. Welcome to the Roman Show. How are you?
I'm good. How about you guys?
Awesome. Thank you so very much. Truly a pleasure to have you here. Alton, let's talk about your fight against Frank Carrillo. Many are saying already on the internet, on the public forums, that this is the fight to watch come CFA 11. Why do you think the people are saying that?
I think because the HGC and MMA Marshall is show like a war fight, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good, it's a great camp and on South Florida. I think it's all fight with fight like each other. The everybody want to watch that.
Now, Alton, as far as you haven't fought since last year, when you fought actually back to back in Bellator. And in one of those fights, you lost to another MMA Masters guy, which was Valdir Araujo. And this is actually your second time you're fighting for CFA. But how come you did you take a break? Did you have any injuries, or you decided to focus on something else?
Yeah, I took a little break because I want to recover my body. I was like a almost five years without stop, no break. And I was getting for too lost, and I can't lost anymore. And I was take a break from my body, my mind. Now I'll be focused again. And the first fight I did in CFA, I did against the MMA Master.
Mm-hmm.
And I beat one of those. And I lost for Valdir Araújo and Bellator. I think it's going to be my first fight against the MMA Master.
Wow. Do you look forward to those fights? Or do you sense that rivalry between MMA Masters and American Top Team?
Yeah, they have a little bit rivalry, but I think because these are the big camps in the South Florida, always going to fight each other, huh?
Uh-huh. That's right. You fight the Anderson Melo. He's also part of MMA Masters. But you defeated him by submission. Now, Frank Carrillo, too, hasn't fought in some time. His last fight was against Abel Trujillo. So both of you guys have that lapse there as far as taking a break. What can we expect against you against Frank? Frank is a powerful dude. He's pure power, and you yourself with your jiu-jitsu skills. But what are you expecting from Frank?
Yeah, he's a tough dude. He's gonna come forward. I'll be forward too. I did my whole camp good. I train everything. I'm gonna use my jiu-jitsu. I think it's going to be a good fight. It's going to be a tall fight.
Yeah, Alton, now you've lost two fights in a row. Are you feeling a lot of pressure to not lose three in a row? Do you feel a lot of pressure? Is it pressure that other people are putting on you or that you put on yourself?
No, I'm okay. Like, when I lost my second fight in a row, I was like a little bit concerned about that. But now I'm okay. My mind is okay. Everything okay. You know, the problem is I love to fight. No matter if we win or lose, I'll be there.
Gotcha. Now, you're 36 years old. How much longer do you want to keep fighting?
Until my body says stop. My body still feel okay. My body still feel okay. And I don't know, man. It's hard to say because I love to do. It's hard to say, but when my body say no, that's the time I have to. Huh?
Well, your first MMA match came when you were 29 years old. How come you got started so late in the sport?
I was too involved in jiu-jitsu, and I never think about do MMA because when I was in Brazil doing a lot of jiu-jitsu there. And when I moved to here and I started involved in MMA, helping the guys training, and I put myself there. But I never, like, tried to do before because I was too involved in jiu-jitsu in Brazil. Huh?
And Elton, with Frank, actually, he last won his fight. I apologize for that. He defeated Charles Blanchard back in October. But as far as you train at ATT, but you're not only a fighter there, you're a trainer as well. So you dedicate a lot of time to training others. And any specifically that you train, and what have you learned from them?
Yeah, I learn everything. Every single day I learn new things, you know. I help the guys, all the fighters, the UFC fighters, Bellator fighters. I'm helping them to train in the training camp. And I learn a lot. They have a lot of experience. You know? It's good to get involved there.
You know, Guillermo and me, we had the opportunity of going last week where we interviewed Antonio Bigfoot Silva, Palomino, and you can see the hard work that you guys do nonstop. And we were there like around 11 a.m., so you guys are working out at noon during lunchtime and you take a break. That consistency that you guys have and that family, can you describe it to us? You know, how close are you guys? And I just understand you guys, even when you have a fight, you stay together in a house.
Yeah, we stay together, do everything, man. Everything. If you don't eat, I don't eat. Huh? It's the same thing. Like, we brotherhood. The difference between ATT and the other team, because we're family, we help each other. That's why I keep it close, like a family, inside, outside the gym. We like brothers.
And you, there's never been an incident when one fighter gets upset at another for any apparent reason. And how do you step in and break it up and say, hey, you know, we're family, we're brothers, we're here for a reason, and we have to stick together.
Yeah, they have to have the spirit like a team, no? We're teammates. We have to help each other. Every team have a hard time with the guys, but now we try to keep cool, try get together, talk to you, and see what can work or not, no?
Gotcha. And Elton, before we let you go, I want to hear from you as far as CFA, fighting for CFA. You fought for several promotions, but tell me a little about your experience here with CFA and now that they're going to be televised nationally for the first time. You know, what is your opinion on the company?
Man, the CFA is like one of the big show in South Florida. Now, and now it's going to be on TV. It's going to be awesome. I fought one time for them. They treat me well. They treat me good. I did good job. And now they're going to give me this opportunity again to fight, man. I'm so happy to fight. And I want to say thank you to them to let me fight for them.
That is just awesome. Well, Tina, you just got out of practice, right?
Yeah.
So how on a daily basis, how many hours do you put into training? For example, this fight against Carrillo, how many hours do you put on a daily basis or on a weekly basis?
And weekly is a lot. For day, I do like a 4 or 5 hours a day beside the teaching. And when you're teaching, you see a lot of details too, no?
Wow, this is just not
a lot of work. Yeah, a lot of work.
Well, Alton, I want to wish you.
Great. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a good show. I'm going to show you guys a good show. It's going to be a good fight.
Well, Alton, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for coming on the show, and we look forward to seeing you in action next Friday at the Bank United Center. If you don't have your tickets, we're giving away some pair of tickets tonight. You can watch Elton, you can watch Frank going at it. Man, I'm telling you, many people out there in the social media world are saying that this is the fight you need to see at TFA 11. Elton, thank you so very much, and good luck, sir.
Thank you very much, you guys. Okay.
Thank you. Obrigado. Thank you.
De nada. Ciao.
Hi. Thank you. I've been polishing up my Portuguese, Guillermo, and I think you noticed it when I spoke to Antonio Bigfoot Silva. I think I'm almost there, man. A little bit more practice, I'll be all right.
You don't sound quite confident yet, though. You have to think about what you got to say, you know?
Well, I mean, I'm just learning.
It's not just flowing.
I'm learning the
you
language.
Know? Yeah, it's like you. It's not like you're just going rapid fire or anything like that.
No, it's going to take me some time, but, you know, at least I know how to say boy, girl, run, eat, apple.
You sound like a caveman.
It's not bad. With a little bit of practice and speaking to other guys, I'll get the hang of it. I think it could be the trilingual journalist in MMA. I don't think there is anyone like that, is there?
I'm sure there is somewhere, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would think that there has to be somewhere. There's got to be some guy that speaks English, Spanish, and maybe Japanese or something.
I don't know.
I mean, there's definitely mixed martial artists that speak three languages, no doubt about
yes.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, there is.
There probably even one that speaks four languages, you know, some guy from Europe or something. I'm sure there is. But, man, the Heat got to step it up, man.
Yeah, this is a hard show tonight because the Miami Heat are facing the Chicago Bulls, and, you know, Guillermo and me were big.
They're down by eight in the fourth quarter.
And they were winning in the beginning, but they're not doing their job today. They're not coming out and play. They are down.
They still got lots of time. You know, they're more than capable of coming back, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you see all the celebrities in the crowd? Will Smith sitting on the front row.
Wow. I just saw Will Smith in I think it was in either in China or Japan, and he's in the Heat game. Wow.
He's sitting like on the court literally. Like right there next to the Heat bench or next to the Bulls bench. I don't know, one of them benches. But he's sitting next to his son, they're watching the game.
Wow. Well, ladies and gentlemen, before we move forward, in just a few minutes we're gonna welcome in Mayor from Hialeah. Carlos Hernandez, who is going to fight in an MMA fight. Yes, an MMA fight inside a cage, according to this Miami Herald article, against Michael Pizzi, the Miami Lakes mayor. And it's going to take place in Mylander Auditorium in August. And in this article, it says that Pizzi predicts to raise $100,000 for a local charity. Mind you, Pizzi has no experience whatsoever in MMA. He just says that on his record, he has won about 25 street fights and boxing matches in a row as a teenager. That is what he is backing up. I don't make this stuff up. This is just what has been said. And mind you, both these guys are middle-aged. Pizzi is 50. Hernandez is 52. Guys, this is not a joke. This is nothing to laugh about. This is for real. These two are going to go at it. Now, here's a quote from this article for Pizzi. He says, "At heart, I am a middle-class street kid. In my neighborhood, I used to box at the YMCA, and I used to get into two or three fights on the way to school. I came from a tough neighborhood." So, Carlos Hernandez, on the other hand, he does have some experience, or at least has had some involvement with MMA, because his son trains in an MMA camp and is familiar with UFC fighter Wagner Hosha, who teaches his son some MMA and jiu-jitsu. So, according to him, I was speaking to him prior to the show. He was telling me that he knew about MMA way before UFC got big. In fact, since the first UFC show, he said that he had been watching it, you know, the underground fights. So we're going to hear from him in just a few seconds. Let's go to a quick commercial. What's the score now for the Heat game?
The Heat are down by three.
All right, that's not bad. All right, let's
bring in. They got a three-pointer from Battier, and then got a fast break and an alley-oop to the Birdman.
There we go. All right, let's go to a quick break. We'll be right back with more on the Roman Show.
Hey, this is Nelly from The Roman Show. Are you tired of listening to Roman and the other guys? Well, listen to me as I keep you up to date on the latest happenings in the world of entertainment. Check me out every Tuesday. Did you miss last week's show? Stream the show on your smartphone device from anywhere on the planet. The Roman Show is now on Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and iTunes. Download the different apps and stay informed with The Roman Show. Hey, you. Yeah, you. I want you to keep listening to The Roman Show. And you don't want to disappoint me, do you?
Thank you. All right, Little God, I love that song. It just makes you want to go out there and just raise hell. Fall Out Boy, Lights Out. I love that song. It's my new theme song when I work out. Gets you hype, man. Gets you ready for war.
Yeah.
Not a big fan of that? Not a big fan of
it? No, man. Like, that's sort of like, you know, even though it's kind of rock, it's still kind of boy bandish, man.
Come on, man. You can hear the guitar and get you hyped. No, come on. All right, let's get serious about things. And as we welcome right now, Hialeah Mayor, Mr. Carlos Hernandez. Mayor, thank you so very much for taking some time and speaking to us on The Roman Show, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for having us here, man. I'm very happy to be here with you. Thank you.
You know, Mayor, when I read the news earlier today and I saw the picture of you and Miami Lakes Mayor Michael Pizzi, and then in the background, the Mylander, people started saying, is this a joke? But no, this is true. You and Pizzi are going to go at it one-on-one. Now, from what I understand from the article, inside an octagon, inside a cage?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, listen, this really started, we were joking back and forth, Mayor Pizzi and myself about, two guys 50 years old talking about who was the baddest guy and all this, and he always was talking about how bad he was in Brooklyn and all this, and I pretty much said, Mike, I could beat you with a hand, hands tied behind my back. We're just laughing. And So, we're at this function, and some people say, hey, you guys, why don't you pose, do a pose so we can take some pictures. So we were just clowning around making, this pose of, like two fighters. And some people took those pictures, and apparently they started putting them on the Internet, and it started to get around. And a few days later, we started getting calls from all the media, TV, radio, everybody, about these photos and were we going to do a fight, what was going to happen. And so we took that opportunity to say, let's do something really positive for our cities, and maybe we can do a fight, and we'll raise money for the charity. And so that's how it started, and now it just keeps getting hotter and hotter, and we're gonna have to get together and rumble sometime in August, I think. I definitely got to do it now, and I'm looking forward to it.
Now, according to the article, you are coming in at 5'10", 193, and your opponent is 5'9", weighing in 205. So are you guys going to meet at a certain weight, or is it catch weight? Is it a super fight? What exactly is going to happen, and who is going to govern this fight?
You know what? Again, we are going to do this the right way. I mean, we're probably going to do this as part of an MMA card. And we're going to be working on that. That's why we need a few months to put this together. First of all, the it's going to take place at the Mylander Complex, which is a brand new, beautiful complex that we have in the city of Hialeah, where it's an art, cultural, entertainment, and sports center. So we're going to have a chance, first of all, to show off this beautiful place in the city of Hialeah. Two, have this fight between the two mayors and raise money. And three, we're going to be able to bring MMA to Hialeah and this part of North Bay, which we have not had. So it's going to be a win-win for everybody. So it's really, really, it's going to be something very, very cool. And I'm very, very excited about it. And it's just getting bigger and bigger every day, man.
So essentially, Mayor, both cities will be the promoter.
To repeat, we will definitely have a promoter, and we'll definitely follow all the rules. I mean, again, to make sure it's a MMA fight that's going to be sanctioned by the Florida Boxing Association or whatever they're called these days. So we'll make sure it's done right. I mean, we want to make sure it's safe, and we want to make sure that, listen, I have so much respect for MMA. I don't want to make a joke out of anything, whatever it is. So we're going to follow all the rules and do what's to make it as much as a real MMA fight as possible, entertain the people. That's the bottom line.
So, and correct me if I'm wrong, you will be the main event, correct?
I'm sorry?
You guys will be the main event.
I think I would be a little bit, I'm sure most people, and we're already getting tons of people calling to sponsor this, and people calling on the streets telling me, Mayor, we want front row seats, 9 yards. So I think we're going to pack the place. But I'll be honest with you, I would rather have too much respect for MMA. I would rather be the co-main event and really have a professional fight as the main event. And we'll just be the co you know, I mean, you know, so, I mean, we're in the beginning, you know, beginning stages of this. But, you know, again, everybody's going to win. Hopefully it'll be something really, really cool. And you know, really, again, looking forward to it. And this will definitely happen in August. We're going to shoot for that month.
And now for what charity will you guys be donating the funds that will be collected at this event?
Well, you know, I mean, I'm sure Mayor Pete, he's going to have, you know, some, you know, he's going to choose some charities. I think he's got something in the city. I know I want to do something with it, with Best Buddies, which is an organization that I really, really believe they do a great job. And you know what? And maybe we'll bring another one or two, you know, organizations, you know, help two other organizations that we, you know, that do a lot in our community. So, you know, but at the end of the day, I think we can raise a lot of money. And I'm telling you, we're getting so much heat. And I thank you for inviting me here because I know, and we talk about it, everybody in the MMA community is very tight and everybody knows everybody. So I hope that everybody's going to come out whenever we choose to make this fight and just have a good time. Man.
I'm sure they'll come out.
And watch us get it on, you know?
Now, I got to ask you, and this is probably the most important part here. What type of background of MMA do you yourself, Mayor, and Pete have? Because I've been a journalist here in South Florida for some time, and the last time I can tell you that a politician participated in an athletic event, it goes back, I would say, and I was a kid, maybe about 15 years ago, where
yes.
Commissioner Pepe Diaz got inside a squared circle. He got inside a wrestling ring, and he actually wrestled professionally. I'm talking about WWE style. He teamed up with the chief of police against another two gentlemen. I think they were professional wrestlers. I can't remember. But what are people going to expect? I'm hoping we just don't expect a kick here. Are you guys going to go full-blown all out? If you bleed, you bleed. I mean, what's going to happen here, Mayor?
Listen, I'm going to tell you. I mean, I can guarantee you after a fight, you know, Mayor PC and I are going to go have dinner, hopefully. And a lot of people, you know, everybody's going to win. But, I mean, you know, him and I are very competitive. And I get it. Like, if we're going to do this, let's do it right. And we're going to have a good time. But at the same time, I'm sure one of us wants to win this thing. I mean, I don't want Michael Pizzi winning. I mean, I'll never hear the end of this. So, there was, I do remember that with Commissioner Pepe Diaz. But, you know, prior to that, I think it was, you know, way before your time. I think it was in the early 80s. I know that the mayor of Miami Beach, Stout, I believe was his name, and Suarez was the mayor of Miami. And I know they did some kind of boxing little thing, too. They fought a couple of rounds and stuff like that. But you know what? I mean, I think MMA is really more exciting than boxing. It's more exciting than anything else. And I think it's just going to be – we're just going to have a good time. And you know, I'm going to, you know, raise some money and go in there and try to – for sure I'm going to – you know, we got to train for 5 minutes, what, three rounds? I'm going to make sure I'm in good shape to be able to at least, you know, do two rounds. You know, hopefully a fight will last. Maybe I can finish them up pretty quick.
So, I mean, we're talking about if you're going out to the Florida Boxing Association – we're talking about three rounds at 3 minutes apiece if you guys go amateur. So
right.
your cardio, both of you guys have to be par. Have you ever fought in an MMA or boxing or anything like that in the past? Is this the first time ever?
No, I've never. I mean, I've never, you know, fought an MMA fight. I mean, I've done martial arts for many years. I mean, I you know, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, Jeet Kune Do concepts. You know, so I've done stand-up, Brazilian jiu-jitsu for many years, you know, even back in the 90s when people didn't know what it was. But again, I have too much respect. Let me be very clear. I have too much respect for real mixed martial arts artists to say I'm an MMA fighter, okay? We're two mayors that are going to go in there, and we will do some MMA, you know? So I have too much respect for real fighters for me to be saying, you know, I'm – But I do, you know, I have some background, and I'm still in decent shape, and probably train a little bit, you know, to make sure that I can last at least, you know, a couple of rounds, and maybe I can, you know, put a rear naked choke or something on him. I don't know.
So if either of you start bleeding, you're not gonna stop, right? You guys gotta go
for the win.
No,
we're gonna go. No, and I think Mayor PC has, you know, I think he did boxing when he was younger. You know, in New York or something, Brooklyn, I think he did boxing and stuff like that. So I know he knows boxing. And, you know, so, no, I mean, you know, again, I'm not I'm hoping, and I don't think nobody's going to get really hurt. I don't think we're, you know, but it's just going to be a lot of fun. And you know, I know what his game plan is going to be. You know, it's going to be throwing a knock, throw some punches, and I'm just going to, you know, take him down to the ground and put him asleep, you know.
There we go, Gear. We have a question for the mayor.
Yeah, Mayor, I mean, so is this going to be like a real MMA match, or are you guys going to be wearing headgear and leg pads, or what are you guys going to be doing?
No, I'll be honest with you. I don't know if somebody's going to make it. I don't really plan to have any any headgear or anything like that. I really like to have it just, you know, like an amateur MMA, you know, three rounds, what is it, 8-ounce gloves and a mouthpiece and a cup and you know, just, and just, you know. Listen, you know, I don't know. I mean, again, I'm not that concerned about us getting hurt. I don't think, you know, I don't think we're these deadly warriors anymore or anything like that. We're just two guys in the 50s that are going to go in there, and hopefully we won't look like two fools. That's the bottom line. So, you know, that's my main goal, to not look like a fool and then win the fight, you know?
Now, given what you said, you know, it sounds like you have some sort of an idea of, like, how to do a ground game. It sounds like the other mayor is more of a stand-up guy, so why don't you just take him down and submit him? You know, it sounds like that would be easier.
Well, that's exactly what I plan to do. I hope he's not listening here. I mean, my plan is going to be to take him down, and then I'm going to play him on the ground, you know, and hopefully I can, you know, not end the fight that soon, so we can, you know, I can tap him and slap him a little bit around, and then just either go for an armbar or whatever else he gives me, or, you know, a rear choke or triangle, something, you know. But that would be the perfect way, and that way I can, you know, make him tap or put him to sleep, and he won't get hurt, and I won't get hurt, and we can, you know, move on. But you know what? This is going to be exciting, like I said, and you know what it's also going to do? And again, I have so much respect, especially for, you know, the local amateurs or the local professional guys. I'm telling you, we're going to pack that place, and it's going to open up maybe for people that don't usually come to an MMA fight. You know, locally, they'll come and see how exciting it is when they watch the real guys, you know, hopefully fight before us, you know. So I think it's going to be something good for the sport, too.
So, Mayor, you're going to go into a really hard training for the next couple months? Is that what you're planning on doing?
Nah, I mean, you know what? I mean, I'll probably go out there and train. I got a couple of friends, you know, Rocha down in Pembroke Pines, who my son trains with. I'll probably go with him over there and maybe, you know, just work out a little bit. As a matter of fact, I was there today with my son, and he goes, hey, listen, I'll be in your corner, but you got to come and train something, you know. And so I'll probably do some training there. I mean, I'm in okay shape right now, not fighting shape. You know, I jog every day, lift weights. I do a little bit of jiu-jitsu with my son, who's much better than I am. He's been on it since he was like 7. And I'll probably go over there and with Wagner Rocha, and you know, and he's a great MMA guy, a great jiu-jitsu guy, and just – you know, just make sure that I do enough not to get hurt and just get my rhythm back and stuff like that. Because at the end of the day, you are fighting somebody that's going to try to hit you. So I got to make sure that I'm just in good enough shape to be able to do what I need to do and be safe. And, you know, because at the end of the day, you have to train to be safe. So that's probably what I'm going to do. And just, you know, go in and have a good time.
Yeah, no, Mayor, like I said, like, just advice. Like, me and Roman have done some, you know, jiu-jitsu and some wrestling and things like that. And running on a treadmill all day is not going to help you. It's a different kind of cardio.
Listen, I got it. Listen, even if you do jiu-jitsu for, you know, 4 or 5 minutes, and it's you know, it's hell when
it's
you're not
exhausting.
In shape. So, yeah,
I mean, it's your whole
right,
power
right,
against
right.
his whole power. It's
right,
it's
right.
so tiring. The clinch
right.
is terrible. It's so hard.
So, you know, I agree. So, I mean, that's the kind of condition, and you're right. I'll probably go to Wagner Roche and go back and, you know, start doing groundwork and, you know, 4, 5, 6 minute rounds on the ground and, you know, start working some rounds on the top, you know, hitting the back, which I do, you know, almost every week, twice a week, start putting more time into more rounds. But, you know, I mean, listen, I'm a mayor of a large city. I put in, you know, 14-hour, 15-hour days. So believe me, I can't do 2 days, you know, two a day workouts or anything like that. But again, I'm going to have to do enough, and I'm going to make sure that I can you know, not look like an old man out there, you know, you know, throwing the white towel because I can't make it to the second round. So yeah, I mean, I'm going to go ahead and hopefully get in okay shape, you know, to do a good show up there. Again, I have too much respect for MMA to go out there and just look stupid.
And Mayor, do you expect this to have a positive or negative or no effect on your future elections?
because if you lose, that's not good, right?
Well, I'm just saying, like, will this make you more popular if you win, or will they think you're like a brute and they won't vote for you? You know, I mean, I don't know how it's gonna work out.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that. They'll probably think I'm a wimpy entirely if I lose, man. You know. So, I don't know. I think people see it as a great way to positive thing to raise money for charity. Michael Pease is a competitive guy. I'm a competitive guy. And I think that at the end of the day, we're both going to win regardless of who wins or not. And we're going to raise a lot of money. But I'm telling you, I'm going in there to win. No doubt about that. I'm going in there to win. And I got some friends and stuff. They're going to be saying, you got to win this thing. So I'm going to go in there to win and have a great time. You know what? I mean, I'm really excited, again, and talking about MMA with this great complex that will open June 1st to hopefully we can start bringing MMA fights to Hialeah, on an ongoing basis, the amateurs and the local professionals here. So, again, it's going to give me a chance in my city to show out this incredible new complex that can be used for boxing, MMA, and other sport activities. So again, it's a win-win-win. Anyway, you draw this for myself, for Mayor Peasley, and man, this is something that started as a joke, and it's really, taking a life of its own, and we're just going to take advantage of it, and it's going to be great. I'm really, really excited.
Well, if you destroy him, I mean, you could put a real scare into all the criminals in Hialeah. You go after them yourself.
Listen, if I destroy him, then I'll probably have some other mayor from some other town trying to challenge me, and eventually we'll have who's the baddest mayor in the United States or something like that.
You might have started a trend now, mayor.
You're gonna get this, mayors fighting mayors and stuff like this, but maybe this is the first step towards it. I don't know,
Who knows? You might forget about elections, just have them fight, right?
Oh man, let me tell you what in the kind of shape most mayors are in, man, I'll tell you what, you're going to have a hard time, Hey, guys, thank you so much. I appreciate this. I'm going to keep you guys posted as it gets closer because I think it's important and for everybody in the MMA community and stuff to maybe come on out there. And again, it's not only going to be something positive for our community, for the sport, for everybody involved. So we'll make sure we keep you guys posted the closer it gets to it. Again, we're going to do this in August, that's for sure. We just got to pick the date. We got to pick in the place. I can tell you it's going to be at Mylander, the Mylander Center, 4800 Palm Avenue, that I can tell you. And once we have the date and all that, we'll start pumping this thing. So and maybe we can have me and you're going to have me and Mayor Pizzi here, and we can do a little trash talking to each other,
Oh, no, it's going to happen, Mayor. We have to do a little trash talking between you and PC. It's going to happen, Mayor. I mean, we'd love to have it. And if you guys could have a face-to-face on camera, even better. We'd love it.
That'd be good. But then again, the closer it gets, the more meaning we'll get. And maybe we'll do one of these, what was that with Anderson Silva and...
Yeah.
When he bumped the guy with the shoulder.
Yeah,
there you go. At the weigh-in.
There you go. Yeah, the win, right? Hey, guys, thank you very much. Really appreciate it, man.
Thank you, and hopefully you can come out to CFA 11, May 24, and you can get some tips. Make sure you take a little notepad, start taking some technique tips.
Hey, great. Listen, man, send me information, and if I'm available, I'd love to go by. It'd be fantastic.
Will do, Mayor. Thank you so very much. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a good one. There you go. There you heard it, guys. These two mayors, Mayor Carlos Hernandez of City of Hialeah. First time we hear nationally what they're going to do with this coming fight. And it's the real deal, Guillermo. These things are going to go at it. They're going to go at it one-on-one. Blood, fist, the whole nine.
I just hope one of them doesn't back out or get injured or something before the fight.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. That's true. Which, mind you, did you hear... that if Mark Hunt can't make it, because I know he's having some issues with the whole visa.
Yeah, Roy Nelson. Yeah, I heard about that.
Roy Nelson will be stepping in to replace him.
I think Hunt will make it. I don't think that'll be an issue. We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah, but that's the latest news in regards to the fight coming up with Dos Santos. And
well, Mud Crime, which is already next weekend. Boy, it's already here.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep.
Time flies.
We got a very busy schedule. I mean, we got UFC this Saturday with Rockhold and Belfort. And then you got CFA on Friday, and then you got UFC, you know, for the heavyweight title that Saturday, you know. It's very busy.
That's right. Very busy. And then guys, if you haven't seen the interview yet, it's already posted on our YouTube account. That's rroman0201, Antonio Bigfoot Silva, and Cain Velasquez. They both speak what to expect on their coming fight next Saturday at the UFC 160. Now we're going to reach out to Kamaru Usman, who fights next week at CFA 11 against Jose Caceres, the brother of Bruce Leroy, Alex Caceres. Reaching out to Kamaru Usman. Kamaru, how are you? Welcome to the Roman Show, man. How's everything?
Everything's great, man. How are you doing?
Oh, awesome, man. You're on with myself, Rodolfo Roman, and Guillermo Garcia on the other line. Kamaru, it's your second professional fight, CFA 11 next Friday, big show. How are you preparing against Caceres, who is a brother of Bruce Leroy, man?
I'm preparing, you know, normal, just like I prepare. You know, I train with what I believe is the best team in the world. And so, you know, I train just like I would train for everybody else. And I'm going hard every day, you know, two times a day, sometimes maybe three times a day. You know, and just because it's a different opponent, that doesn't really change me. I go hard every time I'm in there. So, you know, I'm getting ready, and, you know, whoever he is doesn't really concern me. Whoever his brother is doesn't really concern me because, I mean, as you guys know, you know, there's a long list of guys that train at our gym that are megastars, you know, in the sport. And so, you know, that doesn't really faze me. I'm just ready to go.
Absolutely. And now knowing that you have that strong background in wrestling here, how are you going to be able to use this against Caceres? Because I've seen Caceres fight. He's very unusual with his fighting skill. He's very patient. In fact, I've even seen him prior to his fight meditate standing, and he does this it kind of seems like he's doing like Tai Chi, but he's a character inside there when he's in the cage. But how are you going to use this wrestling, or is it more of a stand up? You're going to go stand and bang with this guy.
I'm just gonna, you know, I'm gonna, you know, take the fight as it goes. You know, it's you know, a lot of things change once you're in there. You know, a lot of people I know, you know, it's kind of because everyone's been saying this, you know, everyone has a plan to get punched in the face, you know. And so, you know, it's when you get in there, you know, the fight, you know, kind of varies in different ways. And so, you know, I'm preparing to, you know, take the fight wherever it goes. If it's, you know, on my feet, you know, I would love to finish the fight on my feet. You know, if I need to take him down and finish it down there, you know, then that's what I'm going to do. So, you know, it just depends. You know, I'm not a guy, just because I'm a wrestler doesn't mean I'm just going to go in and just try to take the guy down and lay on him for three rounds. No. You know, if he wants to stand and bang, you know, we'll do that. You know.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Guillermo?
Yes. So, Kamaru, you know, Caceres, we watched him fight the last time. He got himself disqualified. And, you know, his brother in the UFC has had a couple points deducted on a few occasions. Do you worry about him making it a dirty fight at all?
No, I definitely don't. I don't worry about that. You know, I mean, I'm not a dirty fighter, and so, you know, I don't worry about a guy being dirty. If he wants to be dirty, then that's on him. You know, I'm going to keep focused. You know, I've wrestled a lot of quite a few years now, you know, to where, you know, I've dealt with different things like that, you know, and a big part of wrestling is being able to concentrate and go through whatever you're going through by keeping your concentration. So, you know, if he decides to take a, you know, a dirty shot, you know, that's not going to throw me off my game. I'm in there, you know, to take someone's head off, and that's what my game plan, that's what I'm going to do, you know.
Now, at 6 feet, 170 pounds, are you cutting a massive amount of weight to make the weight?
No, I'm actually not. You know, it's a good cut. It's a perfect cut for me. You know, it's a perfect cut. You know, I come from a wrestling background, so you know, I've had my instance to where I've had to cut a lot of weight, and I've had my instance to where I haven't had to cut a lot of weight. You know, and so wrestling all those years, I just kind of got used to it and, you know, got my body accustomed to the science of dieting properly and making weight, you know. I just, the last 2 years, you know, wrestling on the, you know, the national team Olympic circuit, I haven't had to cut weight. You know, I've wrestled my natural weight, which is, you know, about 184 pounds, you know, and so I haven't had to cut weight. And so it was a little different to all of a sudden switch back, you know, after about 2 years to having to cut back down to 170, but it's not really a problem for me. You know, I can diet and I can get down easily.
Now, your nickname, Marty, where did that come from? How did that come about?
Marty is not, you know, that's actually not, that's not even my fight name. That's nothing like that, you know. Marty is just a name that was given to me by my high school wrestling coach once I started wrestling. He looked at my first name, you know, and it scared him, you know, being long, 10 letters, starting with the K, you know. So my name kind of scares people because they don't want to screw it up when they say it. And so he was kind of just like, you know what, you look like a Marty, I'm going to call you Marty. And I'm this scrawny little kid, you know, looking at this big Marine dude. And I'm like, sure, that's fine. You know, I have no objection to that. And so, you know, it just kind of, the whole team kind of started calling me that, and it just kind of bled over to college, you know, for everyone calling me that. So now it's just basically in the wrestling community, I'm known as Marty. You know, and that actually has nothing to do with my name at all.
Now, how have you adjusted to life in South Florida? I mean, you love it down here?
Oh, it's amazing. I love it. You know, to be able to see the beautiful weather, the sun come up every day, you know, I just love it.
Now, do you find it distracting with all the things that go on in South Florida, all the beautiful women and all that, or have you been able to focus?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, it hasn't been distracting at all. I'm, you know, I was just raised, you know, I'm a pretty grounded guy, you know, and so just being here and living in Boca, you know, we live in Boca to where it's more of an older community, and it's just, it's perfect because it's, you know, I'm away from everything. I'm away from all the distractions in Miami, you know, Fort Lauderdale, and to where I'm here. I mean, you know, if I do want to go down and have a good time, you know, it's only a drive away. It's not too far. I love it. I love living out here.
Absolutely. Now, tell me about going into CFA 11, signing with this promotion, and do you have just a one-fight contract or is it several fights? And how do you feel about the promotion itself?
Yeah, right now it's a one-fight, you know, contract. I actually, you know, I took this fight. This fight was actually supposed to happen at CFA 10, you know, and you know, and it basically, you know, Caceres' opponent dropped out of the fight, and the week before the fight, and you know, I mean, I'm a gym rat. I'm always training, and so I was offered the fight the week before, and I was like, yeah, you know, no problem. I'll take the fight a week before, and so I take the fight and I start cutting weight, and I get down, and it's the Thursday. It's the day before weigh-ins. And, you know, he says he pulls out of the fight. I don't know, you know, what the issue was, whether he, you know, was gone or traveling or he wasn't ready or he was hurt. I don't know what the issue was, but all I know is he pulled out of the fight. And so, you know, that didn't kind of, you know, that kind of irritated a little bit because, you know, I had my hopes up of fighting and, you know, I started the whole weight cut process and I was down the weight and all of a sudden the fight didn't happen. But, you know, I decided to, you know, go ahead and wait and, you know, fight at this next show. But it's, you know, it's a one-fight deal so far with CFA. And, you know, the promotion is good. I think it's a great promotion down here in Florida. And so, you know, I'm pretty happy.
Awesome. Guillermo, another question for Mauro before we let him go.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, you know, you've got a great wrestling background, and was it a tough adjustment to get the jiu-jitsu together and the striking, or has it been pretty easy for you?
It's, you know, I'd like to think that I'm a natural athlete, so, you know, it hasn't been too super tough to get the whole, you know, striking and jiu-jitsu blend, and I've only been doing this now for a little less than a year. And, you know, it's starting to come together really good. I have one of the best striking coaches in the world, I believe. you know, and Henry, who has really taken the time to, you know, show me the basics and the groundwork that I need to be a successful striker. And, you know, also our assistant coach, Roberto, as well, you know, he has little tricks and things that he does, you know, so I've been learning those a lot. And, you know, darn near every, you know, Brazilian in our gym is a black belt, you know, from George Santiago to Jay-Z, Cavalcante, you know, to Rashad Evans, to Pulga, to, you know, the list goes on, you know, of black belts in our gym, you know, so it's, you know, the jiu-jitsu, you know, it came a little tougher because jiu-jitsu is basically like the, you know, the other side of wrestling that, you know, we never do, you know, I'm never on my back in wrestling, you know, so it, you know, it came a little rough at first, but, you know, once it clicked, and so it's everything is clicking right now, and I'm just excited.
Now, when you enter the cage, like, you know, you obviously the fight starts outstanding, but is your inclination always to just go for the takedown, or are you comfortable staying on the feet for a while?
Oh, no, never just go for the takedown. You know, it's a mixed martial arts. It's not wrestling, you know, or just jiu-jitsu. You know, I definitely, you know, my coaches train very hard. You know, they're just putting a lot of time and hours on teaching me different techniques, you know, with striking and jiu-jitsu and wrestling to where, you know, I don't want to just go out there and make it a wrestling mat. You know, I mean, I'm going to go out and definitely, I'm still comfortable on my feet, you know. I spar with guys like Beats Bun, Rashad Evans every day, you know, so it's not too tough for me to, you know, I'm not scared to be on my feet at all. I'm going to stand up, you know, if I need to take it down, then, you know, that's something I'm going to do, you know, adjust to in the fight. But definitely we're going to start standing, and hopefully I finish it standing.
Now, while training, have you taken, like, a really big shot, and how did you come back from that? I mean, did that intimidate you, or did you just keep going?
A big shot as in, you know,
yeah, like
punch?
a big punch or kick or something, where did it rattle you? Did you get intimidated by it, or did you just get past it right away?
Oh, yeah, I mean, you know, it's definitely what comes with the sport. You know, you got to take your, you know, your licks every now and then, you know. I mean, I went from straight-up wrestling to having to spar guys like Rashad Evans, who, you know, has one of the most recorded vicious knockouts, you know, in history. And so when you, you know, you spar with guys like that, you're going to get hit, you know. And, you know, you take my hit and I move right past it. That's the, you know, it's the heart of a warrior, the heart of a champion. You know, you move right past it, you know.
Well, Kamaru, I want to wish you good luck against Caceres next week. Anything else you'd like to add?
Thank you guys very much. I just want to, you know, for the fight, I just want to say a special thanks to my team, Black Zillions, and, you know, a special thanks to my manager, Glenn Robinson, you know, and also just the guys on my team that are going to be there for me, you know, Rashad, George, Cosmo, my coaches, and everyone. I just want to say a special thanks to all of them. And, you know, hope to see you guys there at CFA 11.
There we go. Thank you, Maru. And I'll see you next week at the big show. Next
All right.
Friday.
All right.
Thank you,
my
man.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so very much. Okay. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you go. Kamaru, who fights Caceres next week at CFA 11, giving away a pair of tickets. All you have to do is like our fan page, Roman Show Media, on Facebook and on Twitter, which is the account handle there is at The Roman Show. We're going to go to a quick break. And we'll be right back with more on The Roman Show. Make sure, again, to interact with us on our Twitter account, at The Roman Show. We'll be right back.
When I train, I buy the best fight gear from All Out Fight Shop. They have the best deals and the most fitting clothing and attire. It's a guaranteed knockout. Like them on Facebook at All Out Fight Shop or follow them on Twitter at All Out Fight Shop. Visit them in person at 4805 Northwest 79th Avenue, Unit 9 in Doral, Florida. Sport what the pros wear. All Out Fight Shop. Keep up with the world of The Roman Show by following us on Twitter at RomanDH. Or like our fan page on Facebook. Look up The Roman Show to win free prizes. Hun, turn it down. I'm watching Grey's Anatomy.
Heck no.
Why not?
Because I'm listening to The Roman Show.
All right, guys, you know, it's been proven already. Research shows featuring video of your business brings awareness to customers. Let Simply J Video produce a video that will guarantee you more patron traffic. Simply J is dedicated to video production at an affordable rate. Call right now, 786-369-0131, and press the number 2. Mention the Roman Show and get a $75 discount. Or simply visit simplyjvideo.com for details. Simply J Video and Graphics is a company of Esk Pro Creative Group. Also, don't stand for regular water, tasteless. Get yourself something with good taste and a lot of source of vitamins. And that's Vita Coco. Purchase Vita Coco at your nearest store. All right, guys, we're back on the Roman Show. We've had a long list of guests here. Before we bring in our next guest, who will fight at the XFC show, Kevin Forrant against Eric Reynolds. Lots of going on in the world of MMA. In fact, that the UFC and Bellator is teaming up to save Olympic wrestling, man. Wrestling itself. In fact, I even read that they might have some changes when it comes to singlets and they're going to make it a spectacle, Guillermo. Do you think this is what's needed to save this sport from the Olympics?
I mean, like, you know, there's been several sports over the years that have been eliminated from the Olympics. I don't remember any of those sports that were eliminated putting up this much of a fight to get put back in. You know, wrestling should be saved. I mean, they've demonstrated over the last few months that they want this sport back. And it wasn't just a week or two after the decision was announced. I mean, it's been a thorough thing. Like, it's been constantly one thing after another that they've been doing, protesting this decision by the IOC. And there was a big event today in Grand Central Terminal in New York.
Yes.
Team Iran and what, the USA and Russia or something like that? They all had like a big
Iran
meet.
Iran versus USA. Yeah.
Yeah, they had a huge meet. I mean, Iran whooped their ass, you know, it was a good demonstration, you know. Iran and the U.S., two countries that usually hate each other, working together towards a common goal, you know, I mean, that's great, you know. So, yeah, I hope that it does save the sport. I mean, I think that July, I think, is when they're going to make the decision on it, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's going to be I'm pretty sure it's going to be rescued, man. I've never seen so much, like you said, so much effort to keep this for the Olympics, and we're seeing it right now. You're seeing two countries that are enemies when it comes to politics, Iran and USA, coming together. You know, I heard once a comedian, and it was Carlos Mencia, actually, that when you see a mouse, a cat, a dog, and a mouse, a cat, a dog, holding hands together, you know something's wrong is happening. And this is what happened. You know, Bellator and UFC are teaming up. These are two business opponents teaming up to save the sport of wrestling in the Olympics. And when that happens, you know it's going to be saved, man, because you have two big, big companies teaming up to save something that they believe in. And you know, not to say that the wrestling is a feeder of mixed martial arts. Essentially, most of the fighters have that background in wrestling. But let's face it, man. MMA needs wrestling. And they need it in the Olympics. They do.
No, absolutely. And it was interesting. There was a great article on MMA Junkie today, I don't know if you read it, about the changes that wrestling wants to make in the Olympics in order to make it more exciting for the people watching at home and people watching in attendance. They want to do, like, huge entrances for each fighter and live weigh-ins and all this other stuff. And, you know, they want to, instead of be wrestling on mats, just be wrestling in some sort of other thing, like maybe a cage or a ring or something like that. Where it changes it up a bit, you know, where it might be more exciting. So, yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing these changes. I honestly believe that wrestling will get rescued for sure. So we'll see how it goes.
No doubt about that. No doubt about that, man. Iran and USA coming together. That says it all. If those two are coming together, if Bellator and UFC are coming together, then there's no doubt that wrestling will be saved. And it should be, man, because it is one of the original sports of the Olympics. And you just can't take it off of that. And there is a lot of people that breathe, eat, sleep, wrestling. Don't take it away, Olympic Committee. You need to put back wrestling in the Olympics.
It's ridiculous. You look at some of the other sports, like there's like six or seven other sports that they're considering other than wrestling to put in the Olympics. I mean, Washu and all this other stuff. I mean, are you serious? You're going to put those sports in the Olympics and keep wrestling out? I mean, that's just not right.
It isn't. And this is something that has been since the inception of wrestling, of the Olympics. It's been there since the beginning. And you can't take something away like that and just decide that, oh, you know what, we're not. And then you have, what is it that they had this year? It was something new with the one with the shooting and the running and the this and the that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. The modern pentathlon is the one that they decided to keep in. They decided to keep that in. It was between that and wrestling, you know, in the earlier vote, and they picked that sport. And it basically came down to that they have like a 10-member committee, and there's no wrestling person in the 10-member committee, but there is a modern pentathlon person in that 10-person committee. So they were able to make their point across. While wrestling was not present in order to make their point. So it was kind of unfair, you know.
And seriously, you're going to tell me that you prefer modern pentathlon over wrestling? You find that more exciting?
I don't think I've even seen modern pentathlon on TV ever. I don't remember seeing that.
The reason you don't see it on TV is because it's boring. That's the reason why you don't see it. You're going to come and tell me that you're going to take away wrestling? When it's a lot more exciting than modern pentathlon, you got these skinny dudes with little tight white shorts and little tank tops running around, shooting little guns, running for hours. How exciting is that? I'd rather watch Maury or something instead of this.
Now, we talked about this before. If you look at the numbers for the past, like, six or seven Olympics, wrestling has four times as many participants. Wrestling has four times as many people show up to the actual event. Wrestling's on TV way more often. And in terms of dollar revenues from ads and all that, wrestling has, like, four times as many as modern pentathlon. I don't know what they were thinking. It's a moot point because modern pentathlon's in for sure. So that's not the argument anymore, but those are the arguments that should have been made back then, not now. So, unfortunately, that didn't get done.
Yeah, well, we'll figure it out. By the way, congratulations to the Miami Heat. They have defeated the Chicago Bulls, actually a few minutes ago. 94-91. We're moving on to the finals of the conference, and then, well, the finals itself. So, here we go, guys.
Unless something strange happens, it looks like it'll be Indiana the whole thing. Unless the Knicks can win three in a row somehow, you know, but we'll see.
Yeah, well, I think we're going to be taking on Indiana, like you said, you know, unless, like you said, the Knicks come back and they do a comeback, which that's not that common. But on to the Eastern Conference Finals we go. The Miami Heat, I think we'll be celebrating again in the streets of Biscayne Boulevard. All right, guys, we're going to bring in... That's right. We're calling, ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Forrant right now, the XFC.
Yep.
Kevin, are you there? Kevin?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
what's up?
I got to ask you, so you're a big salsa guy?
Yeah, man. I love salsa. I love Spanish music.
Yeah, that's Elvis Crespo as your dialing. That's pretty neat.
Any particular artist that you like to listen to?
Man, you'll laugh if you know who they are, but I love Sonora Tropicana and Sonora Dimani. I don't even know how to pronounce it right now. I'd have to look at it, but Dimania. Some cumbia right there.
How did you become familiarized with salsa and Hispanic music? Do you have some, maybe perhaps your mom or you have another relative that's Hispanic descent?
My wife was born in Ecuador.
Okay. So she introduced you to the music.
Yes, absolutely. I spent a lot of time with her and her family, and they have parties like once a month, and we get together and dance, and they have a good time. They eat food, and I get to watch them because I'm always getting ready for a fight.
But at least you can dance, and you can burn some. You know, you can try to go and help with the weight.
I try anyhow.
You can't do any of the dance moves, the salsa dances. Let me tell you personally, I went to Puerto Rico, took a 2-hour lesson, and I just couldn't get the coordination. It was really hard.
I could bachata. The bachata's not too hard, but the salsa, you know, it's a little too complicated for me. I just stop back and forth.
Yeah, bachata's a little easier. It is a little easier. It's, you know, 1-2, and then you have a couple of things. But nonetheless, let's talk some MMA, man. Kevin, you're returning to the XFC. You had a fight there a while ago, but you're back, and you're fighting Eric Reynolds, who is coming up a loss against their former champion, Nick Newell. But you, on the other hand, you're coming off a winning streak here. Tell me, fighting Eric Reynolds, who was well-known in the MMA world.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for this fight. You know, it's a great fight to have on my resume. You know, you look at the guys he's fought, you know, Eddie Alvarez, Jorge Masvidal. You know, it'd be great just to be another one of those, you know, another guy who beat Eric Reynolds, you know, to be on that list. You know, he's fought a lot of great fighters. He's only lost to great fighters, you know, and I'm looking forward to being one of those guys who was able to beat Eric Reynolds.
And going into this fight, any specific game plan you're sticking to, or with Eric? That, you know, have you done your homework him already? Are you studying him, even though the fight is not till next month?
Yeah. I've watched. You know, I knew. You know, when I signed with the XFC, that it's only a matter of time I'm going to have to fight. You know, Eric Reynolds. You know, a matter of time before, you know, I have to fight Scott Holtzman. So I watch these guys. You know, I study them. You know, I know what they're about. You know, and I feel like I got the tools to beat them. You know, Eric's got a great stand-up. You know, I work hard on my boxing every day. You know, I feel like my stand-up is, you know, is just as good as his. And I feel like that I'm going to surprise a lot of people coming up in this next fight.
Yeah, now, you're coming into pretty much enemy territory as you're coming up north and he lives down here in Florida. Is the crowd going to be in any way bothersome to you?
Well, most of the time I've been fighting, you know, in my home state of North Carolina. I bring a lot of fans with me. I usually have a huge fan support behind me. I know I'm coming down to, you know, his hometown in Florida, or just outside his hometown in Tampa. But I bet you I'm surprised with how many fans I have down there. I got a little bit of family. I got some friends down there. I think you're going to be surprised how many people are cheering for me. So it's going to be, a strong Eric Reynolds crowd. But there's going to be plenty of Kevin Ferrant fans down there.
Great, Guillermo.
Yeah, now, Kevin, when you started your amateur career, you started off 4-2. But ever since then, you won your last 6 amateur fights and you won, you know, 5 in a row here as a professional. What's the difference between that guy that started off 4-2 and the guy that's been on a roll ever since?
You know, when I started my amateur career, I just stepped into the gym about a year before that. So I had no experience. I've never wrestled, you know, in high school. I didn't take karate, you know. I walked into the MMA gym for the first time at 26 years old, and, you know, I wanted to learn how to fight and, you know, start fighting. So the guy that you've seen in my early amateur career had a lot of holes to fill, and I still do. I still have plenty of holes that I need to fill, but little by little I'm filling these holes, and you can see that, you know, obviously by my win streak.
Right. Now, you know, as far as, like, the way you finish fights, you know, you got quite a few submissions, quite a few TKOs, any, you know, a few decisions. I mean, it seems like you're very well-rounded, but is there one part of the game that you're better at, in your opinion?
It's kind of hard to say what part I'm better at. What I like is I like to stand and bang or be on top and throwing down punches, you know. So those are my two strong points. I like to, you know, especially early in the fight, I like to, you know, come out throwing punches, trying to knock you out, or be on top of you laying down punches, you know. I mean, I guess everyone wants to be in those two spots, though. So, but that's what I'm good at, and I think those are my two strong points.
So do you think you'd have any problem with a guy who's kind of trying to lay on prey on top of you, or do you feel you're good enough to get out of that sort of situation and not let that happen?
That's kind of been a problem for me early in my career. I think that I filled those holes. I feel like that if I went up against a dominant wrestler, I think he's going to have a hell of a time trying to get me to the ground, and if he does, he's going to be still in dangerous territory because I'm still – you know, I still got some slick submissions off my back, or I could easily stand right back up and make him, you know, work for another takedown.
Now, you know, with such a, you know, good win streak going, a lot of people are going to be wondering just how many more victories it's going to take for you to get to a Bellator or to a UFC or something like that. I mean, do you catch yourself looking ahead, or do you try to just focus on this fight?
I'm not going to lie and say that I don't think about my future. Of course, you know, fighters think about their future and they have a plan in their head, you know, of where they want to go. And you always, you know, you're always thinking that you're going to win. You know, you have to. You know, you don't go into a fight thinking you're going to lose, you know. But that doesn't stop me from focusing on this fight. It doesn't stop me from taking this fight, you know, making this the most important fight in my career, because that next fight, no matter – you know, what your record is, your next fight that you go into is always the most important fight of your career, because, you know, all the other ones didn't matter anymore, and you can't think about the fight 2-3 fights from now. You got to think about the one that's right in front of you. And I think, it's easy to do. I don't have a problem doing that at all. I'm focused on Eric Reynolds. I'm focused on getting ready this fight. You know, I'm focused coming in, the best, you know, fighter that I can be.
Now, as far as, getting fights, have you had any problems? Have you had a lot of fights fall through, or has everything run pretty smoothly throughout your career?
I've never had a problem getting a fight. As an amateur, I started having, a small problem trying to get people, other amateurs to step up and fight. I wanted to fight before I turned pro. I wanted to make sure I had all my holes covered, and I wanted to fight the absolute best amateurs I could find. As your record gets bigger and bigger, sometimes the other best amateurs around, they don't necessarily want to take the risks. They just want to build up, you know, their wins. But I still found people who was willing to take the fight, not always the fight that I wanted, but, you know, I was still able to go in there and practice, filling the holes that I had. And as a professional, some guys, you know, they have problems finding a fight, but since I have such a strong fan base in Charlotte, you know, anytime there's a pro show in or around Charlotte, I could get on it because there's so many people who want to come watch me fight. So, you know, they'll find somebody to come fight me as a pro.
Hey, Kevin, who's getting ready to fight June 14th on Access TV. And what can you tell us about XFC coming back to the promotion?
XFC, I love fighting for XFC. They're clearly on a mission to be not one of the best, but the best MMA promotions in the area. They have, Bellator and UFC in front of them, but they don't look at themselves as being behind those guys. They look at themselves as being competitors. I like that. And they're going out there, they're trying to find the best talent there is and trying to build talent and not just going out and, signing ex-UFC fighters just because they were in the UFC. You know, they're trying to find young guys who haven't made it there yet, but who are just as good or better than these guys who are,
you know, happen to fight in the UFC or in Bellator.
Well, Kevin, we want to thank you for taking some time and speaking to you as he put his undefeated record on the line against Eric Reynolds, a veteran of the sport, June 14th on Access TV at the XFC show that returns back here to Florida. Kevin, anything else you'd like to add?
I got to always thank, you know, my wife for being so, so supportive of my career. My kids, you know, they're younger, 5 and 3, so they don't really 100% understand of all the sacrifice that we made, but to be an MMA fighter. But I got to thank them for, you know, putting up with it. I got to thank my sponsors, Harley Davidson of Charlotte is a big sponsor. Reed Pool of Pool Restoration Reconstruction has always been a big supporter. Torque Sports and Performance Gear. I got to thank them for helping me out. K&T Construction, some of these local people who help support me. Nikki's Tattoo and Nation's Family Chiropractic for helping, you know, keep my body right. And, you know, my coach is Paul Boo, Highstone IMB, Adam Zart, my strength and conditioning coach, James Preston, the boxing coach, and Lewis Gray, one of my other striking coaches.
Awesome. Well, Kevin, we want to thank you so very much, man, and good luck on your fight, man.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day. And enjoy the salsa.
Thanks, man.
All right, even, man. Thanks so much. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you heard it. Kevin Foran to fight Eric Reynolds, June 14th, live on Access TV at the next XFC show, which returns back to Florida. Well, Guillermo, packed show today. We've had plenty of guests. Anything else you'd like to go before we wrap it up tonight?
Yeah, just looking forward to the UFC event on Saturday, you know, with Belfort and Rockhold. I mean, that's a really interesting fight. I mean, because, you know, we don't know how Rockhold come out here. You know, everybody gets nervous in their first UFC fight. If he fights to his capabilities, he's more than capable of winning. You know, but if he's not, then who knows, you know, because Belfort's super dangerous in the first round. So I really don't know how that fight's going to go. I'm hoping Rockhold wins. You know, I hope he wins because it'd give a fresh contender for either Chris Weidman or Anderson Silva to fight. But, you know, Vitor, if he just keeps on winning like he is, I mean, how long can you deny him another? I mean, in middleweight, he's been winning every fight. Lost the one fight to John Jones. But he didn't, like, get totally embarrassed in that fight. Put up a good fight against Jones. So how much more can he win before we have to give in to him getting another shot? Especially with there not being so many contenders at middleweight.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting fight. I know our good friend Mike Rio will be on that fight card and will be fighting this coming Saturday. So make sure you tune in.
I didn't even realize Rio was on that card. Well, he won his UFC debut. Hopefully he can keep it going.
Mm-hmm. He does.
Yeah, he didn't do that good in that debut, but he pulled out the submission at the very end of the fight. So hopefully he performs a bit better this time around. Yep.
Yes, sir. All right, man. Well, that pretty much wraps it up. Make sure you tune in next Wednesday at the same time. Again, like us on Facebook, Roman Show Media. Follow us on Twitter at The Roman Show. First two people get a pair of tickets to CFA 11, May 24th. Get ready because we'll have a lot of stuff next week, including former XFC lightweight champion Nick Newell, who has some great news or some big news to let us know about his career as he was let go. He was actually strapped from the title for not taking an opponent in Scott Holtzman, who had earned that title shot, but he decided not to fight him. We'll get the whole runaround because one side says this, the other side says that. So we'll get down to the nitty-gritty of it. Well, folks, Kevin, thanks so much. And again, follow us on Twitter, social media. Guillermo, thank you so much. Have a good night.
What's up? This is your boy, Kimo Slice. And if I got one thing to say about these amateur fights, not only did I have a good time tonight, but I want everybody to know you got to keep watching with Dolph Roman. If you keep your eyes upon that man, you'll be all right. You'll know what's going on. So stay hip to Dolph Roman. This is your boy, Kimo Slice, 305, and we out.